You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. Check out our course, Developing a Core Team, at newchurches.com/core team. My name is Daniel Im, and I'm here with Todd Adkins. Well, today, you know, we're just going to have our new producer.
Yeah.
Andrew's left us.
Yes.
No.
Boo.
Because we got someone better.
Yes, we did.
So our new producer.
Upgrade.
Yes, is going to mute you. You know that, right?
He's going to mute me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He can't, because I did it over when you were talking. And I did it because I failed to interrupt you, so I gave you an extra long.
What? All right, we'll do some good fading. Well, today's question is from Byron Ellis, so let's listen.
Can't fade me. Don't throw shade on me either.
Hey guys, Byron here, church planter down in Texas. My question today is over location. So we started our church over a year ago in a bar in the downtown area. It's been amazing. It's been great. People love it. But the novelty of church in a bar has quickly worn off. We're out of space. It seats max 140. We're running about 100. There is no more kids space, which is a good problem to have. And so we're looking at moving to our first permanent leasing location. So what are some of the things that you look for in a first location? Anything from parking lot to atmosphere to kids space, maybe even new ministry opportunities that would come from having a permanent location for a young church plant. Thank you. And looking forward to listening with our team.
I love how Byron said the novelty of meeting in a bar has faded away.
We meet in the bar. It was fun at first, I bet.
And I'm sure he got a lot of new people because of it.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, it is fun to say, you know, to your other pastor friends who are out in the burbs to be like, we meet in a bar.
Yeah, totally.
We're so legit.
We do a worship service in a nightclub in Montreal.
We do it anywhere we can find a space.
Yeah, completely.
And so that's what you're looking for. Anywhere where you can find a space that is dark on Sunday morning. And when I say the word dark on Sunday morning, that means performing arts venues. Those include larger bars or places that play shows. Mm-hmm. So that could be performing arts theater, or it could be, you know, larger nightclub. It could be, a number of different places that are not in use on Sunday morning.
Yeah,
schools is a famous one as well. Go ahead.
Completely. And now, so Byron's wondering, obviously he's outgrown his space, his rented space. He's outgrown his kids. There's not enough room for his kids anymore. So he's trying to figure out whether or not to go to a permanent location. So
yeah.
So what should he look for in finding his first permanent location, whether he buys it or leases it? It's a 24/7 type of location.
Okay. So right now you're dealing with a lot of pain, Byron. The novelty is worn off.
Todd is becoming empathetic.
I'm trying.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
You probably haven't.
I've seen you cry because you talk about leadership development. Like tears of passion.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my wife has seen me cry like twice. I'm like, you should be around me when I'm preaching. Then, because she never is, because I don't preach on Sundays. Mm. I preach during the week to pastors most of the time about development and the one job that we have in Ephesians 4, but that's another podcast. We are here to talk about permanent space. I would say this, Byron, the pain you're feeling about the novelty of being in a bar, be careful that a few years from now, you don't feel the pain from being in a permanent space.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk to you about permanent space, but before, I want to throw out a little word of caution. Oftentimes, you know, we put something out in front of ourselves and say, oh, if I could only get to this point, all this other pain would be go away and everything would be great. And we could do all this extra ministry. You know, I could do Awanus. Mm. Well, there are a lot of problems and pain that comes when you have Awanus too. And there are some people that are screaming amen and shouting right now in their cars.
And not just because of It's not the curriculum. It's the extra. No,
it's the extra stuff. It's the extra stuff that, you know, everybody wants to do when you have a permanent facility. Yeah, when you have a permanent facility, everybody suddenly comes up with all these extracurricular, extra affinity ministries.
And it's like, can we meet on campus?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, we had life groups and homes because we were in a rented facility, but now we have a permanent. Can we now meet on campus? And the answer is no. No, because you want it to be scalable.
Yeah, you want to scale it. And so that's all I was saying is think about maybe an in-between step before permanent.
Yeah, he needs to do an audit.
He does need to do an audit. Yeah,
and we need to make an audit for that.
We should.
We should.
We just need lots of post-it notes and a large wall, and you and I could do that.
Completely.
All right, so when you're looking for a permanent space, be careful about FF&E. And what do you know what FF&E is?
No.
You don't?
I'm on the edge of my seat just waiting for you to tell me what FF&E is.
I may make you Google it.
I think I will Google it
you
right now.
You can Google it while I'm talking. It's furnitures, fixtures. So there are things that...
Fixtures and fittings.
Fittings, yeah. It's the nuts and bolts of a venue. So there might be a church that says, "Hey, we have this awesome church that you can come have. You can have it for free." Well, be careful that you audit the air conditioning unit, the roof, whether or not it has termites, it's haunted, whatever. Well,
haunted is number one on the list.
I'm just messing. I'm just saying, sometimes, or am I? No, but, sometimes when you look at a venue, you see a place and, you watch a lot of HGTV or something. And you're like, this place has good bones. We could do something with this. Don't do that. Really take a good hard look at how much it's going to cost and how long it's going to cost to do it. Double that, and then you'll know what actually you've got sitting in front of you. Other than that, I would say you're looking for a place that you can grow into. You're looking for a place that has really good parking, and that has good egress on a Sunday morning. So look at a place during the week, but also look at on Sundays. So a lot of times, we'll see a venue. And it's during the business day, or it's at night, or it's on a weekend when we have the time to go look at it. And I would say once you're really starting to key in on a location, you need to study it and study it well.
Yeah.
Study, the comings and goings of people in the community, study the community itself, its business owners, what else, what other types of businesses and organizations that are there. And then, of course, take a good hard look at the demographics of the community and make sure that enough of your people are close by that this would be a good venue. So there's a lot of legwork involved in this.
Yeah. Don't underestimate the importance of parking, right? Because you may have a building or a church saying, "Oh yeah, don't totally meet in our building," or "Here you go." But part of it is maybe there's just not enough parking. So you go into the building, you're like, "Oh yeah, this can fit so many people. We can grow into it for years and years and years." But there's not enough parking, so there's a cap on the fire code.
Or there's plenty of parking, but there's only one exit.
Oh yeah.
Or there's plenty of parking, but it was laid out very, very poorly, and it's not just painting the lines. It's we need to move earth. To redo it.
Or so, it's like, "Oh yeah, the parking lot's small, but you can park on the street." Well, that's another issue as well. So it's all these different things that we need to put in our audit you do need to address and assess as you identify a new location. Now, the other thing, Byron, I want to mention is you planted and you started in a bar, and there's a certain culture, there's a certain vibe, there's a certain ethos that is there, that is a part of your culture now, right? I mean, it's a part of who you are as a church. Now, you have to understand that when you move into another location, not every venue is created equal, right? So for example, our Pipeline Conference as a part of Lifeway Leader. So New Churches is a part of Lifeway Leadership. And last year, we packed out standing room only at our pipeline conference in the fall, right? We were talking about leadership pipeline. And this year we're doing another conference. It's myleadershippipeline.com. And it's about succession at every level, not just senior pastor succession, but succession at the leader level, the volunteer level, coach, ministry director. So if you come, if you came last year, or if you're going to come this year, the thing is you're going to come to our venue and it's going to be amazing. Like there is such a
energy.
Yeah. Because our venue is,
I got
so
a DJ.
Cool.
I got Tom Rainer and a DJ this year. I'll have Tom Rainer, John Piper,
Bob Russell. We just did a interview with on our other podcast.
On our other podcast. But I'm going to love, I think we need to have advertising and promo made that we have John Piper and a DJ at our conference for the first time ever.
We should.
Piper,
we should
Pipeline, and a DJ.
Totally. But there's a vibe, right? There's a vibe at our venue that if we go to another place, it's just going to kill that. And it's going to change the culture of our conference. So once again, Byron, if you're moving into another church or another venue, you need to understand that that will shift. Obviously, you can't import the bar scene, or that you can't mimic that vibe completely the same. But what are some visual cues that you can actually bring over in your new location that you can build, whether it's props or the stage setup, or what are ways that you can transfer that so that it's not completely different when you go to the new location? So thanks again, Byron, for submitting that question. We pray that it was helpful. And thanks again for all of you who have left a rating and review for us on iTunes. It does help other people to discover it. Now, we are on episode 187 and 200 is coming up.
Yes.
And it's going to be amazing. So don't miss out.
It's going to be outstanding. Are we going to do it? Where are we going to do it?
We're going to do it via the interwebs.
Via the interwebs?
You and me. So.
Well, based on the last one, we should do it like in Madison Square Gardens and sell tickets.
Yeah, maybe. So watch out.